this year we're expecting about 8,900 attendees, which is a 40% increase from last year's attendees, which is about 6,400. So not only are they getting bigger, they're getting much bigger very quickly.
Yeah, that's a steep climb.
It is. I think some of it is location. Colorado's a great central location. We've got a lot of brewers here as well who can easily attend. But we've seen a lot of growth in the number of breweries. There were over 400 brewery openings last year. There are 1,700 breweries in planning in the country. So there's a lot of interest in gaining the knowledge that the conference brings.
Bart Watson, economist with the Brewers Association. Even in Colorado, it seems like there's a new brewery opening every month.
The last 2 years, breweries have opened in the country at a rate of about 1.2 a day, which is pretty amazing and basically unprecedented. We've reached the number of breweries. There are about 2,800 breweries in the country, about 2,750 craft breweries, and that's the most we've had in this country since the 1870s.
We've heard that the major brewers are declining a bit in the consumption of the major brand beers. They're even jettisoning off smaller labels, smaller operations to sort of, come up with their unique sort of angle on it. The big guy's getting smaller. The little guy's just exploding. Where's this going to go? Is it going to keep going that way?
Well, 2013 was a tough overall year for beer. Overall, beer sales declined about 2% by volume, whereas craft beer sales exploded, growing 18% by volume. In the medium term, I think we're going to see this trend continue. The underlying fundamentals for craft beer are strong. Beer lovers are demanding fuller flavored beers. There's a lot of support for small, independent local businesses. And the innovation of the brewers themselves is really driving demand upward. I don't see those things changing. So I think demand for these beers from small, independent producers is only going to increase in future years.
So we're not yet at saturation.
I don't think we're anywhere close to saturation. When you look at comparables to other countries, how many breweries are there in Germany on a per capita basis? The U.S. is still far behind a lot of other countries. There are numerous states in the country where Oregon, Vermont, where you have 6 breweries for every 100,000 people. Extrapolate that out, and suddenly you're talking about a lot of breweries in the U.S. Think about how many neighborhoods in the country could take another high-quality brewery down the street. I know if there was another one in my neighborhood, it would do just fine. And I'll underline there that quality is important, that as this category grows, it's becoming more competitive. And so beer lovers know what's good and bad these days. And while we're not near saturation, getting in requires a level of quality that it didn't in the past.
How do you survive as a craft brewer economically?
I think you really get to know your local market. You differentiate yourself in some way. The brewers that are successful are the ones that connect with their consumers, connect with beer lovers via social media, over the tabletop of a bar. And they're the ones who offer products that people aren't seeing. In Louisville, where I'm from, we have 3 craft breweries in a town of 20,000 people, but they're all producing very different styles of beers and giving different offerings. They're differentiating, and so they're all being very successful. This used to be a movement that was about urban centers. It was about places like Lodo and Denver. Now, the majority of Americans live within 10 miles of a local brewery. This isn't something that's just in cities. It's in cities, rural areas, all over the country. We're seeing these spring up in places you wouldn't have expected 10 years ago. And I think it shows that the demand for fuller-flavored, small, independent local beers really goes beyond these city centers to the entire U.S.
Bart Watson with the Brewers Association. A home game for the association. You guys are based in Boulder. A lot of work, a lot of people to talk to and to communicate. Is there a big message? Is there a headline?
I think the headline has to be that it's been a great year, but if we don't keep our eyes on the ball, that this could change in the future. Things like quality, capacity are going to be worries for the industry going forward. And so we have to keep up the work that we've put in the last 10 years, growing the segment by double digits. And if we keep doing that, there are going to be even better times ahead for beer lovers of America.
Bart Watson, Brewers Association economist. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.